Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Click a like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R. At AJ is The Real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. It's hour number two. And 2 hours to go in the week, Mr. Hoffman. Think we can make it?
I think we'll make it, man.
A couple of things I just tweeted out. Just a reminder that the official book release and signing party is tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Around the Corner in East Downtown. And even if you don't want the book, just come by and party with us. It's going to be a fun time. And you can come by, get your party on, and then come out for the races tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
It's perfect timing, and it's the kind of thing that I might do if I'm not too drunk. So Tracy says, considering how hard it was for T.O. to get in the Hall of Fame, it's nuts to even consider it for at this point. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we always talk about how hard it's going to be for Andre Johnson. And their numbers aren't comparable
In
any way, shape, or form. So,
and Andre Johnson spent a good amount of time as the best wide receiver in the NFL, or at least in that discussion for best wide receiver in the NFL. No one's ever thought of him as that.
I've always thought of him as a really good PPR fantasy player.
Yeah, but that doesn't typically get you into the Hall of Fame.
It might get you into the PPR Fantasy Hall of Fame.
You know, I didn't realize this. And shout out to Josh for sending this. Wes Welker's been to the Pro Bowl 5 times. Edelman's never been to the Pro Bowl.
Wow.
And to me, if you're a Hall of Famer, you not only Pro Bowls, but you should have been an All-Pro at some point.
Well, yeah.
You have to have at one
Pro Bowl's,
point.
Pro Bowl's not that hard to get into, especially when guys start dropping out. I mean, really, it means you're one of the, top 80 players in the league
right.
when it's all said and done. So,
but to me, if you're not at some point in your career an All-Pro, then
you need to be a multiple-time All-Pro.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can make an argument right now.
I mean, especially at a position where there's more than one guy selected every year. You know what I mean? Like, quarterbacks, it's going to be tough. There's guys who I don't have it in front of me. I don't know who's always first-team All-Pro. If Brady, Breeze, how that's worked out.
Yeah.
But there's guys maybe you can make an argument for at quarterback. But other than that, I mean, if you've never been an All-Pro, much less Pro Bowler, don't talk to me about the Hall of Fame. That's nonsense.
Yeah, somebody brought this up the other day, and I hadn't really thought about it. But if J.J. Watt ended his career tomorrow, he probably has the credentials to be in the Hall of Fame already.
He's a multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, multiple-time All-Pro, was – the best player in on defense several times.
Gronk, 5 Pro Bowls, 4 first-team All-Pros. You want to talk? I mean,
I think that's a good place to start. Yeah.
So if you want to put a guy in the Hall of Fame because of what he's done with this Patriots team, besides Tom Brady, maybe that's the guy you should look at. That's the guy who's been the best tight end in the league for the last 8-9 years.
Is there anybody else that you would even have the conversation about on that Patriots team during this run?
On the offensive side?
Either side of the ball. Because who's their best defensive player right now? It's probably Gilmore.
Yeah, who they just got.
Yeah.
They
just have sort of shuffled the deck back there.
Yeah, the guys are just kind of replaceable. I mean, obviously, there's some of these guys who have already gotten it, like Richard Seymour. That's a different conversation. Those guys are gone. But currently on the team,
Yeah, but Richard Seymour, you're going back 10, 12 years now.
Yeah, well, I thought you meant during this Patriots run, like the, yeah. the entire Patriots
Yeah, well, I
run.
Think there were some guys early on that were in that conversation, certainly.
On this team, I would say the answer is no.
But of the
You've got some good players. Dont'a Hightower's a good player.
But of the ones that have been to the last three Super Bowls?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know of anybody else you'd even consider. And they've got a lot of nice pieces. You know, guys like a Landon Roberts and players like that who just play really well and – they're good players, but nothing special. Hey, I know you like to see people get their ass kicked. When you get a chance, watch the hockey fight from last night with the Capitals.
Oh, did it go poorly?
Yeah, Tom Wilson, who is probably he plays on the edge. He's a badass. He's been suspended multiple times for illegal hits, but he's also like probably the last guy you want to fight in the league. You take a look on the break and see what he did to Ian Cole last night. He bloodied his ass up.
Okay.
What's
this guy's name?
Tom Wilson. The funny thing about
him. I typed in Ian Cole and it said Ian Cole, Tom Wilson. So this guy's forever tied to that.
Yeah, because it's about as one-sided a fight as you'll ever see.
And apparently it says here that Ian Cole had a dirty hit.
Yeah, he hit.
That's what brought it on.
He hit somebody early, Kuznetsov earlier in the game.
So who's the goon, Tom Wilson or Ian Cole?
Wilson's probably – but see, the thing about him that makes him unique, he's actually a really good player. Like, he's a top-line starter in addition to being
– a goon?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, there's not too many –
I like goons who can play. Although there is something to be said about a guy who his lone job is to go out there and beat somebody's ass. I do kind of like the idea of that, and that's one of the things that makes hockey cool. Is like you may have a guy on the team who's a very mediocre hockey player, but can whoop some ass. I like that.
Taylor asks, can I please get your Hall of Fame opinion on Hines Ward? You guys type 15 catches and yards all time. I think
he's more warranted than Julian Edelman, obviously.
Yeah.
And a much more complete player.
I don't think this poor dude ever even
he
got
didn't land
punch
a punch
off. No.
He just tried to reach with an overhand, but my goodness. And if this is goon-on-goon crime, I mean, that's lopsided.
Wait till they show his face, man. He's just – he's totally wrecked.
Well, he's got to get his head out of his jersey first.
But, no, I think – the other thing about Hines Ward that people forget is he really was one of the best blockers in the league at his position.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think people forget it. That's always been kind of the number one thing people
But if you're
going to
make an
him,
argument for him.
Yeah.
Then – that's certainly in there. Any won Super Bowls, but
yep.
Again, that position is so hard to.
It's hard to crack that top group.
So he says Edelman's been in the Super Bowl every year, can't be in the Pro Bowl. You can get elected to it.
Yeah, you get voted in.
Yeah, you get voted in. That counts as being a Pro Bowler.
Hines Ward never a first team All Pro either.
Hmm. Interesting. So 713-780. ESPN 713.
That might not be true. Maybe it's only maybe that list is only giving me multiple time All Pros. So he may have been.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah. I'll have to get clarification, Fred. I don't want to misinform the people.
Yeah.
Hines Ward.
Somebody asked, what about Vince Wilfork? Well, he hasn't been part of these last three, but
four Pro Bowls, no first team All Pros.
Well, okay. There you go.
Also a Super Bowl MVP though.
Yeah, well, that counts. You get credit for that.
Listen, because he's got statistically, he's up there. You know what I mean? Do I think Hines Ward's a slam dunk Hall of Famer? No. Do I think he's well in front of Julian Edelman in line? Absolutely.
Agreed. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And
by the way, you know how many games Hines Ward missed in his entire career? 5.
That's pretty impressive.
And I don't know if – I mean, some of those very easily could have been due to they were resting him, you know, going into the playoffs. The fewest amount of games he played in a season, 14.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
You
which
know,
means he never had a 4-game steroid suspension.
Right. Of course, who knows, he might have been.
He might have been, but he didn't get caught.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Jesus asks, who's been the best quarterback out of the 16 draft? I think it's too early to tell still. I don't know what Carson Wentz is going to be. He looked like an MVP candidate before he got hurt 2 years ago, and Jared Goff
took a team to a Super Bowl.
He's got a team to a Super Bowl. But, yeah, I think it's too early for me to judge that, and there's really nobody else in that.
Yeah, group. It's not Paxton Lynch.
Christian Hackenberg.
Well, Dak Prescott. Maybe he should be in the discussion.
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite there. But
no, I don't think he's on par with those other two guys.
Jacoby Brissett, top five?
Probably the best. Well, other than Nick Foles, probably the best backup in the league.
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't take many over him.
So,
but yeah, if you say gun to head, which guy do you want going forward? It's probably still Carson Wentz. But I do think that Jared Goff is blessed to be tied to Sean McVay.
Yeah,
as long as he's got that guy, his career should be all right.
And I think it is interesting to me that more than ever, a great quarterback is almost always tied to a great coach.
Yep.
Because the coach gets the most out of him. And you look at we talked about, obviously, Andy Reid and what he's done with Pat Mahomes. And maybe, you know, we never talk about this. Maybe give Pete Carroll a little credit for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, I always
it's weird because when you think of Pete Carroll, you're thinking of a defensive coach.
Right.
So he's not the first guy you look to. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's the head coach.
Well, Belichick's a defensive guy. And
right.
Yeah. So I kind of think that a lot of that, a lot of quarterback success is having a good coach and having a good system in place.
I mean, but that rub works both ways.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's hard to be like who's the most highly regarded NFL coach who never had a great quarterback. You know, it's probably tough to find one, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because typically, if you don't find that great quarterback, your career doesn't last long.
No, and Belichick didn't have one in Cleveland.
Nope.
So.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Get down to Republic today. See why they are Houston's number one Harley dealer. Over 200 bikes in inventory and the best customer service rating in the state. They've got some great specials going on in February. How about a $59 oil change and a free electrical system check? How about $399 tires fully installed? They've got new motor clothes arriving weekly and the deal of a lifetime going on right now. Maintenance for life when you purchase a new Harley-Davidson at Republic Harley-Davidson right now. Now through February 13th, you stop by the dealership, guess the number of candied hearts in the jar, you'll win a $200 Papa's gift card. The winner's going to be drawn the morning of February 14th, so that way you could take your lady out to Papa's Steakhouse that night. It's not a bad call. Also on February 14th, a roses giveaway. Stop by, get a rose for your sweetheart. And then Saturday, February 16th, kiss the bike. You register in store for your chance to win a Street Glide special. All you got to do is kiss the bike the longest. You'll have a chance to match five envelopes. The person who is matching the envelopes is going to win one of three prizes: a $500 gift card to Republic Harley Davidson, a $1,000 gift card, or a Street Glide special. Come in and see why Republic Harley Davidson's Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway at Stafford, just outside the Beltway, are always open at republichd.com.
Shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been. Do you put me down?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, you're running out of time. And I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to everybody in Houston. I'm talking to everybody in Beaumont. You're running out of time for Valentine's Day. We're going to save you. You know what you're going to do? You can either pull your car over right now, or the first thing you do when you get home, go to roseexpress.com. And you can order 25 roses for $29. Or
that's a great deal.
I mean, that's incredible.
If we stop the commercial right now, it wouldn't be a full 60 seconds, so the client probably wouldn't be happy. But you'd be happy because you'd be getting a great deal.
Yeah, that's enough. You just go to roseexpress.com, and you're going to make her happy. And the other thing about this is, I'll tell you what, before you do it, go and call any place and say, hey, how much to get 100 roses? It's not going to be $89.
It's going to make you sad.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to do.
Or $75. It's not going to be $69. are 50 for 49. That's what it is at roseexpress.com. And I'll tell you what, I had mine sent to my wife's work.
My wife loves them.
Yeah, she loved it. And I got to show off because all the people at her her job there got to see all those awesome roses. And they asked, where did you get them? And she said, well, you got them from roseexpress.com.
And it's smart to do it now because you can just – you know, sit around for the rest of the week and not worry about Valentine's Day, and those flowers are going to show up anyway. You can be a bummy husband or boyfriend for the rest of the week, and it won't matter. It's so simple. Save some money. That helps you. And take something off your mind. That helps you. We're helping you all over the place. RoseExpress.com. That's RoseExpress.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. Live racing about 2 hours away, a little under 2 hours as they kick it off at 7:15. And you can always get simulcasting where Helio's over there pounding Santa Anita. That's what he's doing. He knows those horses. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. It's funny because, man, I've been coming out here for so many years, and we were talking to Frank earlier in the first hour about how they've kind of pushed the meat back a little bit, which I like because –
push the meat.
You would not push it back, though, would you? That would be
– yeah, well, you might push back on –
I don't know. I think we're just going to leave that where it is. But it has helped with the weather. I mean, I know it's cold tonight, but as long as there's no rain, they can run on that turf track. And good opportunity to make some money because those are big fields, and there have been some good long shots there. So speaking of making money, how do you think the strippers did in Atlanta for the Super Bowl?
Well, Atlanta's a good strip club town to begin with. I imagine they did pretty well.
Well, you, they always do ship them in, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, you can't have the crowd working.
Every time we've flown to a Super Bowl, there have been strippers on the plane.
Right.
Going to work. But, yeah, apparently they raked. Apparently money by the truckloads. One place,
truckloads.
One particular place, the ladies made $500,000.
Boy,
and they were putting Instagram photos out like that of all the cash.
Damn.
So,
yeah. Sometimes I wish that I had boobs.
Yeah. Because I mean, really,
that's the life.
It's 2 days. You gonna make that kind of money? You can take some time off.
No doubt.
But. Well, I mean, I do have boobs, but it's not.
Yours are not the kind that people are going to want to shove a 10 between.
No. Big dog ass over under for Browns wins next year. I'm thinking 8. I would say 9-7 would be a good season for them next year. That's a good step up from what they did this year and might get them in the playoff conversation. I still think they're a couple years away from being, you know, a real breakthrough team. But, I mean, a lot depends on the draft. There's you know, free agency. They've got some money to spend. They can add a couple playmakers, maybe so. 281 says Mike Ditka's a Hall of Fame coach that never had a great quarterback. McMahon was a Pro Bowler only once.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, I think, but in this era, is there any, I mean, because it's such a quarterback league.
You have to have one.
Yeah, I think it's. You know, when you look at all the guys, and even when Harbaugh won his Super Bowl, Flacco played at an elite level during those playoffs. Yeah, I mean, it's 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. So maybe you don't have to have a superstar, but if you have him for one stretch there.
Not the worst thing in the world, huh?
Hey, did you see the Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons?
I did.
Is that show ever going to end?
I don't think so.
I guess maybe when some of the people die.
Maybe. But, yeah, I mean, they still make money off of it. It's still a recognizable brand. I used to love The Simpsons. I don't watch anymore, But I used to be like a big Simpsons fan to the point where I could go out and play Simpsons trivia. Now, I mean, they're up over I think this is the 30th season.
They've been renewed for seasons 31 and 32. Yeah, my wife still watches it a lot.
Oh, does she?
And when it's on, you know.
Clearly somebody does.
Yeah, yeah, and she still loves it. I can take it or leave it. But I do. If it's on, I'll laugh. I mean, it's still funny to me, and it seems to still be relevant. And they keep being creative with it, so good for them. Hey, did you ever watch True Detective?
Yes, I did watch it.
What were your thoughts?
It's okay. It was a slow episode.
It was a slow
episode. What I know is they've got three left, so I'm imagining that we're about to crank this baby up.
Well, it was kind of a reveal that those two guys did something very wrong.
No doubt.
And that was interesting. Although I thought they dragged that out too much. It was kind of like, okay, so you guys did something bad, and then they kept talking about it, but not giving you any more detail.
Right.
So I thought, but so far, I'm enjoying it. I'm not, you know, it's not something that I'm like, oh, boy, this is so good like the first one was. But it's good. It's not, you know, it's like Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Not a Hall of Famer, but its career's not over yet. 832 says Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. But again, though, in this era, and I think you can go and find a few examples from what did Don Shula win with? You know, if you want to go back that far.
But, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Greasy, right?
Yeah. Didn't he get there with Clifford Stout? Not Clifford Stout. Clifford Stout was a Steeler.
Yeah, Greasy and Marino for most of his career.
But, yeah, the one year, though, the Greasy got hurt, was they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Arian's Fetus says, want to thank you for turning adjectives into nouns on a consistent basis. My teen boys are growing up with it. They are each a lazy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Glad to do our small part to help ruin the English language. So, 713-780-ESPN. 281 says, Hayes figures out the killer in the 90s. His disease causes him to forget. Then they resolve it when they're old men. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and 832 brings up the same two quarterbacks everybody brings up, Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer. But, again, you're going back to 2002, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's,
it's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Flacco is the more reasonable.
Yeah, I think that's the one guy you can look at.
But you also got an incredible run out of Joe Flacco. So
And really, Flacco had some very good seasons before that. It's easy to look at his last, well, really since they won the Super Bowl, since he got paid, and say, this guy's not very good.
Yeah.
But the reality is he was a good quarterback, and he just happened to go on a epic run that year. And, yeah, Woodley, that's who Shula had, Woodley and Strzok for a while. That's who I was thinking of. But yeah, it's just a different era. And I think you almost have to start with, well, the salary cap era even doesn't really do it because, you know, they didn't change the rules on defense until later where quarterback's more important.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. Well, it's awful sportsy for not a lot of sports going on. I have another little sportsy thing for you, but it's also not totally sportsy. And it's not the news of this that is interesting to me. It's that it exists in the first place. Apparently, a Panthers player has put up his NFC Championship ring for sale on eBay for $27,500. The ring includes 77 diamonds and includes inscriptions honoring their 15-1 record that season, including their 10-0 home mark. Is this a thing? NFC Championship rings?
Who's buying that? I mean, I guess maybe you're a super big Panthers fan.
Maybe, but I mean, it's not that the guy put it up for sale. To me, it's like, what the hell are you doing? You lost the Super Bowl. What are you doing with a ring? Is that your runner-up ring?
Yeah.
Is that what you get put on there?
Yeah.
You're the best loser of the year. Congratulations. You're better than all the other losers.
Yeah. Well.
So, I don't know, man. That just struck me as odd. I think
I saw a golfer who sold his blue jacket which was just like his regular jacket he got from Old Navy. But it's the year that he finished second in the Masters, so it was his.
Ah,
he sold that for a pretty penny.
Yeah, so you get a blue jacket for that, huh? For finishing second.
I just think he had a blue jacket.
Oh, okay. So, all right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to go see if I can sell my runner-up ring on the break here so I can have some money to play tonight. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Come and see us. My picks are on Sports Map. There's also on the free tip sheet when you come out here. So if you want to have something to work with, you've got it. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Shout out to you too, man.
Hey, can I take a second.
The best tiny short outfielder / utility player in Houston.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think he's a pretty solid little player, man.
I like him too.
Yeah.
That's a guy I'd like to see get more of a role next year, actually.
Yeah, because
all the hype around these other guys, and that's a guy who actually went out there and performed.
Yep. So, a friend of mine's retiring from the Chronicle, so I wanted to congratulate him. His name's Dale Robertson. He's been there for...
I've heard that name before.
He covered sports. He also... he's a really well-rounded dude. He also is a big-time wine guy.
Okay.
And so he also wrote wine stuff for the Chronicle and worked with him for several years, and he's in his last week at the Chronicle.
He's a cultured gentleman.
He is. He's a...
Has refined tastes.
Yeah. He's a class, is what he is.
Yeah, it happens.
There's
guys like that.
But for some reason, I got along with him anyway.
I've heard of guys like that.
But, it's funny because there's a few people there that I still just love to death, and he's one of them. John McClain, Jerome, of course, goes without saying. You know, Joseph Gorte, some of the people I work with there. So glad he's going to retire and enjoy the rest of his life because I imagine he'll be drinking a lot of wine. So Congratulations on your retirement, Dale Robertson. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. I just saw that on Twitter. I just thought, there's another good one. So I guess JT Real Muto is off the
List.
Off the block there, huh?
No surprise. I don't know what the Astros' real intent was with that guy, but he would have been nice to have him there.
It would have, and obviously – if you're the Marlins, you're trying to get the best possible haul, and they got a young catcher from the Phillies that's supposed to be really good. They got the top pitching prospect, this guy Sixto Sanchez, and another really highly regarded arm in Will Stewart. So quite the haul. And, I mean, that's what you want if you're going to trade that guy. It's just, I still don't quite know what the Marlins are doing. I mean, I guess they're trying to Astro it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a guy who you could have built around. If you've got a catcher like that.
He looks like he's a rare offensive talent at that position, something the Astros haven't had, maybe ever.
I don't think they have. I mean, who's the best hitting catcher in Astros history?
I feel like Jason Castro had a nice year. Alan Ashby?
You've got to go way back. I mean, hey, like Mark Bailey had some good years, but boy, they've never really had one. And, it's not a position where you get a ton of offense.
Right.
And realistically, I don't know that you want that. I think you just want a guy who's going to go back there. And, I mean, Biggio, I guess, when he was catching, would be their best, but he's not really known for that.
Yeah, that's true.
That was
I forgot about
really
him.
Early in his career. You could have said the same thing about shortstop until Correa showed up, and now maybe Bregman, because you have to go back to, Dickey Thon?
Yeah.
And he got hurt, so he was never really what he was supposed to be. So, that's a it's a shame they couldn't get him, but that's a pretty big haul. So.
And the Phillies didn't give up that much, honestly.
That one pitcher's supposed to be really good.
It says – Maybe George Alfaro becomes more than a 2.1 WAR catcher, which is nothing to sneeze at. Maybe Sanchez becomes a great arm down the line, but none of these guys look like they are, you know, top guys, like guys who are just going to show up at the major leagues next year and start being an impact. So, I don't know. It boils down to, again, the Astros didn't want to get rid of any top prospects. And, like, it's a – I'll be think about this, Fred. You're the Marlins, and one team has great prospects. Another team has not-so-great prospects. Or let's just say middling prospects. How about that? B-level prospects. One team has B-level at their top. One has A-level, but they're both offering you B-level. Who are you more likely to want to deal with? Don't you feel like you're getting value if you deal with the guys who are willing to give up their best guys, even if they're not any better than the other team's middle-tier guys?
I want the guys that I think are going to be the best players down the road. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm looking out for what's best for my team. And, you know, I don't know that Kyle Tucker is viewed as anything special anymore. I mean, I think people saw enough of him last year go, what?
I would have loved to get out from under Kyle Tucker this offseason if I were the Astros.
Yeah.
If somebody was willing to give me close to value for him, would have been gone.
Yeah, I'm with you. And
because one more spurt like we've seen out of him so far, and he stops being a prospect.
Yeah, then the B word starts coming into play.
Yeah, let's say he starts the season with the Astros and he's coming off the bench, or he's even worse, they throw him out there as a starter and the first 6 weeks of the season he's hitting .215. Now it's like, what have we done?
Well, from everything I've read, that Sixto Sanchez was the key player for the Marlins to get. He's a pitching prospect they really, really like.
Well, there you go.
And that's the thing. Maybe they like him more than they like Forrest Whitley.
And which is fair.
That's the thing that we tend to forget.
Although I think that from what I understand, I mean, at least talking, I haven't talked to anybody Astros brass, but just reading what people are saying, they seem like they want to trade Forrest Whitley less than they want to trade Tucker.
Yeah, yeah. Which, okay, I get that. But the reality is, and we're all guilty of this, when people say, oh, well, why wouldn't they trade this prospect? Maybe the other team didn't like him as much.
Yeah.
You know, like when the Goldschmidt trade happened and we're looking at what the Cardinals gave up. I mean, come on, the Astros couldn't beat that. But you fall in love with your own prospects, and other teams fall in love with certain prospects for different reasons. Maybe they just don't like Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
And would you be shocked by that?
I mean,
I look at him and I see a kid who's really skinny, who's got a loop in his swing, and, you know, I have my concerns about him.
So the one of the other teams, the Red Sox were another team that were wanting to get in on Real Muto. And I'm reading a Red Sox blog where they talk about Sixto Sanchez having a higher ceiling than any prospect in the Red Sox organization. So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe he's better than I thought he was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I've seen
him. But he's an A-plus guy. Like, he played A-plus ball last year. So
right. He's
a long-term prospect.
But I think that's what they want, right?
I guess so.
I think they want to.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe, you know, a Kyle Tucker would have been a guy that's really close to major league ready. At least you like to think he is,
right?
And maybe the Marlins are like, why do we want that? Let's bring up a guy let's get a guy back who, you know, can help us when we're actually ready to start winning. Because the Marlins aren't going to start winning yet.
No, and that's the thing. When if you're planning on sucking. Like, would it have done the Astros any good to have a player like that a couple of years ago? And, you know, you've got to go and get two or three, you know, foundational pieces. And, you know, maybe this guy turns out to be one of them. Maybe whoever they draft over the next couple of years turns out to be one of them, because they're going to have high picks.
Yep.
And you're not going to hit on all of them. We know that. But if you're lucky enough to hit on two or three, you're all right.
Yep.
And – you know, it looks like the Astros hit on a couple. They missed on some too, but we'll see about Whitley and, you know, where he winds up. But then the Astros always find these guys too that nobody talks about,
like Tony Kemp.
Well, like Tony Kemp, or all of a sudden we're talking about Josh James. This guy's throwing 100 miles an hour, and you're looking at him going, "Wow, where the hell did they find him?"
Yeah, and you know the silver lining to this trade with Real Muto is the great thing about being an Astros fan. eventually they'll fleece the Phillies for that guy, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Or the
yeah.
Phillies will fleece them for, I don't know, when Real Muto can't play anymore. But the real silver lining is the Red Sox didn't get him.
Right.
You know, if you weren't going to get him, you definitely didn't want one of the other top teams in the American League to get him. So.
Am I wrong that I still think the Astros are not as good as the Red Sox?
No. Why would you be wrong about that? What's changed?
Well, that's the thing. And well, your pitching's got a few more question marks if you're the Astros. I think you could be very good. You're going to have a good rotation if you've got Verlander and Cole.
Agreed.
But, and it maybe it turns out to the other guys on the back end are great, but right now you have more question marks, right?
Are you going to go into the next season with more or less confidence than you did this last season?
I'm going to go in with less, and not just because they were coming off a World Series win. I think they had a better team last year than the one that won the World Series, and I don't think they're as good this year. I don't think there's a significant drop-off, but I don't think they're quite as good going in, and I still think the Red Sox are a little bit better.
I mean, you went into last season with Morton and McHugh penciled into your rotation. This year, both those guys are gone.
Morton and Keuchel.
Oh, Morton, Keuchel, and McCullers.
Yeah.
And now those three guys are gone. Well, or McCullers isn't gone. He's not going to pitch.
Right. Well, for all intents and purposes, he's gone for a year.
And you've replaced him with Miley and...
You never know.
I mean, he might be good. Let's even if you say he's Keuchel level replacement,
then
well, I don't think he is. But let's say he is.
You're fine.
What's the rest of your rotation look like? You've got question marks.
Well, McHugh, you think will be fine. I mean, he's pitched for you before, but if he's your fourth starter, that's okay. You're going to need
James one of those young
or Whitley
to step up,
or
yeah.
Framber Valdez to be good, and the odds of one of them being good is
and
okay.
By the way, McHugh, when was he his best in the bullpen?
Yeah, and I think that's where you'd have him. And I'd still like to see him add another arm, but I don't know if that's gonna happen. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Jesse says the J.D. Martinez situation's close to it. He was here during the rebuild, and yep, nobody really knew that he was going to become J.D. Martinez either. Is that one? That's a good one that got away. All right. 281 says starting a 2-week multi-destination train trip vacation next week. Houston, Chicago, New York, Boston, Ohio. 3 separate stops. First real vacation in years. Wish me luck, guys. I'll have
on
to
a train?
Well, that's an interesting.
I've ridden a train like a tourist trap train where you go for like 5 miles or whatever. I don't think I've ever ridden like a real cross country type train.
There is one that I want to do that goes from like Newfoundland in Canada all the way to Vancouver. It goes all the way across the country. I think that'd be kind of cool.
That's a long trip.
Well, yeah, but they have a bar.
Okay.
That's one of those things that it's kind of on my list I'd like to do before I die. I'll never get to it because it's probably 18th on the list, and I'm not going to get to 3. But all right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll have a gym of the day. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston, where we are exactly 10 minutes away from 50 Cent Beer.
Oh, yes.
And you know what I saw on tap over there?
What?
Love Street.
For 50 cents?
Yeah. That's a deal.
Oh, that is a good deal.
Yeah.
You sure it's 50 cents?
I'm pretty sure.
Because they might just be
they've done that before, but I'm pretty sure that it is because I think this is basically a 50 cent beer stand, and that's on tap over there.
That's nice.
So, that's become kind of my go-to light
ma'am?
Beer. Yeah.
Ma'am? Pardon me, ma'am? You with the ponytail?
Who's ignoring you?
Yes. Hi. Okay, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
She's not paying attention.
Oh.
Oh, well.
These things happen. You can check on the break if you want.
Yeah. How often can I get attention from a woman shouting across the room?
About
work.
5 times as often as I do. Yeah, I mean, I have to harpoon them.
Yeah, I mean it's very difficult in my advanced age to get the attention of a woman.
Yeah, but see, you're big time management now. It shouldn't be a problem for you.
Yeah, that doesn't work out.
All right, let's go to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, it's a Florida man, of course.
Florida man.
He's a Florida sheriff's office is looking for a man who's missing because he believes he is God.
Ooh.
And wants to heal and kill people.
Oh.
Ariel Raul Rodriguez of Tampa is listed among the missing person cases. Was last seen at his family's home around 9 p.m. on Monday. He had been saying he was God and believe he is the lion mentioned in the Bible.
Oh.
He also reportedly said he wants to heal people and kill people.
Mm.
Someone apparently claiming to be him called the news station and said he was in Tallahassee and he was fine.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good.
Yeah, he's just in case you're curious about what God looks like, 5'11" tall and weighs about 185 pounds.
No way. God's got to be taller than 5'11", right?
He was last seen in a white four-door 2016 Acura TLX.
If you're going to convince me that you're God, you better be like 6'10". Like, remember the...
you got to be driving around in a Maserati or a Lambo.
It's the guy on... remember on 300?
Yeah.
The big, tall, bald guy?
Yeah.
Who was like, I am a god. I mean, that was like, okay. Maybe I could see that guy pulling the wool over my eyes. But 5'11", I mean...
Yeah. Either that, if you're not that, you have to be Morgan Freeman.
Okay, yeah, maybe
I could see Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, he could maybe talk me into it.
Yeah, yeah, that's all he'd have to do. You just use that voice and say, hey, I'm God. Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Jermaine had sent me one that was a contender as well. A Russian farmer who may have suffered an epileptic seizure and collapsed into her pig pen, was eaten by her pigs.
That's about right. Yeah, pigs ain't loyal, man.
No.
If I fell into my dog's crate, there's no way my dog would eat me.
No. The dog would just lick you.
Yeah, she would try to resuscitate me more than likely.
Yeah, like my brother's dog did for him. Try to bring him back.
A pig, on the other hand, vile creature that's good for one thing only.
Bacon.
That's it.
Yeah. 56. Russia is fast turning into the Florida of Europe,
of Eastern Europe,
Eurasia, or whatever,
yeah,
wherever they are, basically, because we're getting weird stories out of there every day now, too. But she was feeding the animals in a village in the central Russian region of Udmurtia.
It's a dangerous place.
Yeah. And she fainted and fell into the pig pen. She reportedly died of blood loss. Or being eaten by pigs.
Yeah, that'll do it, too.
Yeah. The husband went to bed early the day before her death because he was not feeling well, but he awoke to find his wife missing.
Dude, I don't know about you. That sounds suspicious to me.
My first thought would be, dude shoved her in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. An investigation of the incident has been launched. Couple's farm is in a village in the Malopurginsky district of Udmurtia,
mm-hmm,
according to the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
They do have the coolest sounding names.
You like the sound of that?
Yeah,
no, Malopurginsky. I don't like it.
Udmurtia.
I'm against it.
Ah. Sounds a hell of a lot better than Tallahassee.
Okay, that's one example.
Gainesville.
Gainesville's not bad.
Stillwater.
I mean, you're picking like pretty crappy names.
Well, yeah. I mean, Udmurtia is probably not the best Russian name either.
Maybe not.
It's not nearly as cool as Siberia.
No. I'll give you that.
Or Minsk.
Minsk is a good one.
Yeah. So, 409 said that dude clocked her in the head with a vodka bottle. That would be a really...
It would be an unsurprising turn.
Yeah. Tim says, in communist Russia, pig eat you.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you
wish to text the show. We come back, there'll be 50 Cent Beer. I'm going to go check on this and let the people know for sure. We'll also have RJ Bell talk a little gambling. It is a Blitz.
Finally.
ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.